Greetings and welcome to the NewsRant Media and Journalism Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRant.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRant.com. Today is Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of media and journalism headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Cocoa Butter welcomes Mads Fridolin Vilby, DFF, as director of photography for documentary Room for Her. Cocoa Butter proudly announces that celebrated cinematographer Mads Fridolin Vilby, DFF, will serve as director of photography for the documentary Room for Her, directed by Katie Gingy Cox and produced by Ian McClellan. The film follows the inspiring journey of Alison Fauss, a trailblazing Black woman in television comedy, showcasing her resilience and creative triumph. Vilby's role will involve crafting a signature documentary style, blending observational camera work and reflective interviews to capture Alison's story with nuance and intimacy. Through collaborative planning and expert guidance, Vilby will ensure every frame elevates Alison's narrative, revealing both her achievements and the evolution of Hollywood over recent decades. The project will progress through pre-production, principal photography, pickup shoots, and post-production collaboration, all under Vilby's direction. For more information, contact Cocoa Butter's Ian McClellan.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRant Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRant curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRant.com to read all of today's news.